The news can be hectic. Plane crashes, politics. Sometimes it's all just exhausting. Sometimes the human-centered stories, they get overlooked. So today, WFSU News is giving four local residents an opportunity to shine. They're not politicians, just everyday people trying to make a difference, one day at a time. Brittany Jarrett has their stories.
My mother died 3 days before I graduated high school on her 52nd birthday.
Executive producer, location scout, nonprofit founder, chef, and former event coordinator for Michelle Obama. Those are all titles that Karen Cox Dennis has held. She's built her career in film and media, but her favorite title is mother. Cox Dennis has two children. Her own mother died when she was 17, something Cox Dennis says was a defining moment in her life.
I loved accessorizing with her, going shopping with her, picking out accessories for movie stars' homes and antiques and rugs and vases and books for the shelves and everything. It was always fun.
In a way, Cox Dennis says she's walking in her mother's footsteps. She was easily inspired by her mother and her work as an interior designer back in her hometown in California.
The legacy that she left me was to always help people less fortunate than you. So I have always tried to get resources to people that don't have easy access to them.
Generally speaking, all of us need social support. We're social beings, right? So when there is a loss of a social support, then it's going to be devastating. It's going to be hurtful to us. And it's important that we find ways to gain social support in different ways.
Yolanda Bogan is a licensed psychologist and a mental health counselor. She has more than 20 years of experience. Cox Dennis is the founder of the Apalachicola Parks Foundation and Children's Fund. She says she tries to be that support for her daughter and other women in the community. It's a value she learned from her own mother.
She left me with a legacy of giving. And I feel I've passed that on to my daughter, who's the student ambassador for United Way. And I try and encourage women to take their place in this world and to not see any obstacles, but to see opportunities.
And I want to thank Tallahassee Community College and STEM Center for giving me those opportunities to succeed and relive my dream.
Ian Carter is a college STEM student in Tallahassee. During a recent event at Tallahassee Community College, Carter's work inside the classroom and out has been widely recognized through awards and other achievements. But his path to get to where he is now hasn't been very traditional.
I had some anxiety issues, and so that's where I started on homeschooling and virtual schooling, and they had a program in Florida called Homebound, where the teachers will actually come to your house, and I just didn't learn really good that way.
If you can undo anything from your past, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. I probably would have stayed in school more because I'm a high school dropout, so I ended up getting my GED.
Anxiety has to do with avoidance. And people who have anxiety avoid different things. Sometimes people have specific phobias where they avoid certain things. And sometimes people have anxieties where they avoid places. They may avoid being alone. They may avoid people.
That's Bogan, the psychologist. Carter dropped out of high school his junior year due to severe social anxiety. His major battle was with himself. He says he had to learn to be more mature and confront his issues head on.
One of my goals is to help as many people as I can. And I feel like the way that the industry is moving and the world is moving right now, everything is moving towards technology. So one way that you can help people with the most efficiency is through computers and technology. And that's one reason I really like going into that field of computer science.
You know, when I got sick, like everybody was trying to like change my original plans of what I wanted to do. Like, how about you stay home and go to school? How about you do this instead of that? And I was like, no, I don't want to. I'm not gonna let this hold me back.
Tia Smith is an aspiring pharmacist who wants to help people like her. When she was 14, she was diagnosed with lupus.
My immune system is attacking my major organs. I don't have an immune system to help me fight off different germs and stuff.
About 3 months into her freshman college year, Smith got sick. The Broward County native was by herself in Tallahassee. Her family was hundreds of miles away, and she says the friends she had, well, they didn't really understand exactly how ill she was.
I was in the hospital for a week, and the friends that I did have, they didn't even know I was in the hospital because they were just too busy with their own life and partying and whatever they wanted to do. And they called me and was like, oh, TM, let's go out. And I'm like, well, I've been in my room for 3 days and I couldn't move, and I'm going to go home because I can't stay here. I'm not going to survive.
Smith says her self-esteem plummeted. She felt as if people were staring at her, wondering why she was being wheeled around campus in a golf cart. She was in pain, physically and emotionally. So she started experimenting with art, specifically makeup. It made her feel better about herself, and she discovered it did the same for others.
Their energy goes from like a 2 to a 10. They're like, oh yeah, I'm that girl. Nobody can tell me nothing. They just be like going crazy. And that is like my favorite part, the outcome. Like when I have to show them in the mirror, that is the best part.
And psychologist Yolanda Bogan says,
I think sometimes we have to be reminded that while we are individuals and have differences, our culture is extremely important in shaping who we are. And sometimes we assume that there's a one size fits all, and that is not the case.
Bogan says she was inspired to pursue psychology when she noticed in middle school that the people around her weren't just physically sick, but mentally and emotionally as well.
Certainly with physical health, then there's usually a broken bone or something that's quite objective that says that that person is ill. But with mental illness, you can observe that people are not doing well, but the community's response was less supportive, less concerning, and I wanted to make a difference in that regard.
Karen Cox Dennis, Ian Carter, Tia Smith, and Yolanda Bogan are everyday people who are products of their environment and life experiences. But instead of using it as an excuse, they use it to fuel their passion. For WFSU News, I'm Brittany Jarrett.